Channel 955, Mojo in the Morning. You ready for a street scam? Spike is out on the streets right now as we speak. And he's all morning been hanging out with a guy who looks exactly like Marshall Mathers. He's not Marshall Mathers, but he looks exactly like Marshall Mathers. We call him Partial Mathers. And they've been going to different locations and kind of messing around, just, you know, seeing what people's reaction would be if Marshall Mathers were to be walking around town. But it's not him. It's just the guy that looks like him.
Am I the only one that has a bad feeling about this?
Hey, Kristen, you there?
Yeah.
Kristen, this is Kristen, you guys. Kristen, tell everybody who you are.
I'm Partial Mathers' sister.
Oh. are you ready to hear what kind of mess Partial gets into now?
Yes, I am.
All right, I want you to take a listen. Hang on here. Let me pick up Spike up on this line. Spike, tell everybody what you're about to do with the Mojo in the Morning Straight Scam.
Mojo, we're rolling up on the home run, hopefully. We'll see if we can really pull this off. Will people recognize Partial Mathers? Not Marshall Mathers. This is Partial Mathers. As he comes down to check out the stage at Ford Field to make sure everything's going all right with the big show this weekend.
All right, the entourage is there. They're outside of Ford Field right now as we speak.
Let's go. Pull up to wherever we see security guards. Right behind, let's see, right there where that garage is open on the left, right there. That's our spot.
He's got a bunch of World's Most Dangerous Audience members who are posing as the security.
Looks like the president's coming in. That's
He's got
what
a bunch of
like.
Escalades. He's got this guy, too, that, I mean, he looks, his name's Joe, right? Joe looks exactly like Marshall Mathers, but he's not. He's Partial Mathers.
All right, Mojo, we're rolling out. Okay, unlock my door. I can't get out of my Escalade. Okay, there we go. All right, let's see. Hi. Good. Yeah. Wait for my guest here. I can sign in. Mr. Mathers is right here. Coming in now. Sure. He's coming in to see the stage. Sign in here.
Can he get past security?
There you go. I'll need 1, 2, 3. I need that on. Putting the wrist bracelets on. I need, I got 2 security guards, Mr. Mathers, and 1 escort. Actually, 2 escorts. 5 altogether.
Oh my gosh.
Sounds like it's a done deal.
Did you get bracelets on you guys on security?
There's so much security around Ford Field right now.
All she said was sign here.
You all right? Yep, fine.
You guys going to be here for the concert? All right. You're going to have to sign. I got it. Well, you can sign. It doesn't matter. Yeah, we got him. You get the bracelets on there. We're just in and out real quick to see the stage. How's it look? Does it look good down there? Excellent. Good. As long as you guys are resting and relaxing, don't work too hard.
Oh, no.
This is security. Okay. We're going past security at Ford Field right now with Partial Mathers.
What are they laughing about?
All right.
How's it look, Spike?
Security clearance here. A little bit of just a little pat down of our people.
Pat down.
You guys ready?
I hope you're not packing.
Ma'am, which way to go down to the stage?
Yeah.
Right down that way? Okay, great. Thank you.
She's actually showing him the way.
Oh my God. He's in.
Spike is in Ford Field right now. He's about ready to tell everybody what the stage is going to look like.
We're walking through a staging entrance right now where they're carrying in equipment and building the stage. Right here. Okay. Oh, yeah. That's the stage right there.
He's in the stage!
You got to be kidding me.
Describe it for us, Spike.
I am looking at a humongous stage, bigger than anything I've ever seen set up in Ford Field right now. We're walking down the stairs towards it. It is probably about 200 feet long. There is the original 8 Mile Mobile Court road sign that you see in the movie 8 Mile. It is on the stage being set up. They're actually rigging it to be hung up. And I don't know how much I want to tell because I want to keep it kind of a surprise for everybody, but it's a carnival atmosphere. There's red carpet. There's tents.
How does Partial like the stage for Marshall? This is Marshall Mathers. It's not his stage. It's the stage for Marshall Mathers.
You like the stage? I like the stage. Like, it's going to work. It's going to go good. Looks like it's all working out pretty nice. Oh, this is great. Let's see if we get by the roadies that are setting up, because there's a guy that looks like Kid Rock here. The roadies will be able to call us on the BS, so. Guys, come on down this way. These guys are going to call us on it. Let's see what happens. How you guys doing? Not too bad. Thanks. All right, we're walking up to the stage right now.
They let you walk past? They didn't say anything to you?
Nope.
Oh my God, the roadies let Marshall Mathers pass.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Mr. Mathers just wants to see the stage really quick. Quick in and quick out. So see how things are going. Thanks.
What in the hell?
Which is the way? This is the way up here?
Right. I can't believe it.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Mather? He just wants to see the stage real quick.
No, it's not Mr. Mather, it's a film.
This is Marshall Mathers.
No, it's not Marshall Mathers, that's who I am.
Okay.
All right, so let's stop around, shall we?
Okay.
All right. Get the film, be the man, get out of here.
All right, we'll get out.
All right.
Can I have your tape?
Well, the tape doesn't have anything on it.
We're not f***ing around like that.
But the tape doesn't have anything on it.
We'll get the police down in there.
Doesn't have anything on it. We just turned it on right.
Get the police call.
All right, I'll give you the tape.
Sandra DeFerry, Sandra DeFerry.
Spike?
Security breach.
We lost Spike.
I think they might have made him hang up the phone.
Are you there, Spike? Spike? We lost him.
Oop. No problem.
Okay. Mojo on the morning show. We called Spike's number back. It's on vibrate, and he actually just hit the send button, so we're on.
Well, you can hear his footsteps getting out.
Spike?
I don't think he can talk right now. I think he just has to walk.
Can you not talk?
1 second.
He's being escorted out of Ford Field. Oh,
being escorted out.
And he took our videotape, but what we just bumped into was the head of security for M&M.
Oh, no.
Underseeing everything that's going on.
How would he know that it wasn't the real Marshall?
I never said it was Marshall.
Yeah, you didn't?
No.
Spike?
Yeah.
All right.
We're walking out now, and we'll see if we... doesn't look like we're going to get all the way out. Looks like there's a few cars waiting for us at the top to give us a ride.
Oh, my God.
You're going to be detained. Oh.
Again.
All right, you guys. I'll talk to you later. There's a door open waiting for us.
Are you serious?
A car door. Yep.
Check back with us.
Beautiful.
Bike? Okay, he's gone. All right, it is...
Wow.
Mojo in the morning. If you're just tuning in right now, and you're normal,
take a deep breath and to make a prayer. Spike.
Let me just explain what happened, and I'll recap it here in just a little bit. But just a couple of minutes ago, Spike, along with that guy that we talked about, who looks exactly like the real Slim Shady, but he's not. He's Marshall Mathers. went into Ford Field, got past security, and actually got up to the stage and walked on the stage and through the backstage area.
Unbelievable.
They walked through the main entrance, down through, like, I'm just so you can picture this, just kind of get paint a picture for you. Walked down through, walked all the way down, saw the stage, told us a little bit about what the stage is going to look like.
We can expect an 8 mile sign, right?
Yeah, 8 mile sign, and then he said more to like carnival atmosphere.
Okay.
And then walked up on stage, walked past roadies who were like, "Hey, man,
they're good to hear you, dog."
Sean, what's up?
Yeah, Mojo, I just left your station. I heard the bad news about Spike. And if he needs any bond money, I'm willing to put out the bond money and hire him a lawyer. I got a good lawyer named Robert Slamica. He's a criminal lawyer. That's bad.
And that's what we need is a criminal lawyer. The last time, by the way, that he got in trouble was when he did the golf cart incident, when he got arrested with the golf cart incident. And he was detained for most of the day. I don't know what's going on now, and we hope, obviously, to hear back from him. The bad part about this compared to the golf cart incident is this is happening at 10:18, and our show is normally over at this time. Channel 955, Mojo on the Morning Show. Hey, good morning. Is your name Pasco?
Yeah.
Hi, what's up?
What's up, dude?
How you doing, man?
What's going on with Spike? How do we get him out, dude? What's going on with
him?
We don't even know where he is.
Hold on. Somebody might know what's going on here. Let me go to Marie. Marie, you there?
Hello?
Hi, what's up?
Hey, I was just, I work downtown, and I was just parking my car in the garage across from Ford Field, and I think I might have seen Spike. I saw a lot of police activity. There were cops all around, and I did see someone who looked like Eminem.
So did you see a short guy with red hair in a suit? Because that would be Spike.
Was he wearing a suit? There was someone with a suit. I'm not sure about the hair, though, but there was definitely a lot of commotion going on over there.
Okay, cool. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Let me go Mark and Mark. Did we lose you, Mark?
He's saying that he saw him, too.
Okay. Hey, good morning. Is this Avon?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Good, what's up?
I just have a feeling they're going to use him as an example because of their security problems.
Come on, call.
All right, I'm queuing this up real quick because I want people to hear what happened, the confrontation that happened.
I agree with you though, Ava.
Okay.
All right. Stop around, shall we?
Okay.
All right.
Film.
He's a man. Get out of here.
All right, we'll get out.
All right.
Can I have your tape?
Well, the tape doesn't have anything on it.
Just let them say we're calling the police.
But the tape doesn't have anything on it. Doesn't have anything on it. We just turned it on, right?
The police call.
All right, I'll give you the tape.
All right, that's what you call the police.
Radio.
Avon, I tend to agree with you. This may not be as good of a situation as taking a golf cart. I think that the owner of the golf course was definitely more lenient towards that.
Right.
All right, well, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Yep, thanks to him.
Hey, Pierre, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, what can we do for you?
I was just saying, why don't you guys just call Marshall, and I'm sure he'd probably laugh at it and help you guys out.
I would think he would. I would hope he would think this was funny.
Well, he
funny.
Seems like he's a really down-to-earth type of guy.
He's got a really good sense of humor.
He does. I think you guys should try it and help him out a little. Did the whole entourage get arrested?
We don't know. At this point, we're not sure. Spike got arrested. Yeah. That's the thing. All we heard last was, I'm getting into a car.
Yeah,
or they got a car door waiting open for me. So that's the last we've heard from him. So what you've heard is what we heard.
I freaked out. I was like, oh, my God, are they going to arrest him for something like that? I mean, he didn't hurt anybody. Nobody was there that mattered. So it shouldn't really be a big deal. The only thing I was thinking is he signed his name, but what did he sign?
Good point. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, what was the name he was
Phil
using?
Phil Hoshit.
Yeah. what was his
Phil
name?
Phil Hoshit.
Phil Hoshit.
Yeah. Phil Hoshit.
As long as he didn't, like, forge a famous guy's name.
Pierre, you get it?
Yeah, I got
okay,
it.
Okay, I was making sure you got it.
As long as he didn't sign anyone major.
How
I can't
funny
see.
Is that? That they're gonna look at this sheet and see who it was, and see that right in front.
Well,
of
did Phil list. Sign in or did Partial sign
no,
in?
No, he signed in as Phil. Because remember, he said something to the like he doesn't need to sign in. You already know who he is.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Oh yeah. And plus, if anything, I think that the whole crew that let him in is gonna get in a lot of trouble.
Ooh. Okay. Well, let's not talk about that.
Happy thoughts.
You had us and then you lost us.